This Rich Eisen Show podcast is sponsored by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and maybe even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm a fan of a father and son playing together, so that's all I can say.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
With the 55th pick, the Los Angeles Lakers select Bronny James.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
If you can turn him into a point guard, I think there's the possibility he could have a pretty productive NBA career.
Today's guests, Giants linebacker Kayvon Thibodeau, actor Oliver Platt, Texans linebacker Will Anderson Jr., host of American Ninja Warrior, Akbar Bajabiamila. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
That's right. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show, live on a Friday, the last work day of the month of June, July right around the corner. Summer is here, and so are we. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial right here on this program, live on the Roku channel, this Rich Eisen Show, terrestrial radio affiliate, Sirius XM, Odyssey, and more. Two of the best young pass rushers in the National Football League, one in each conference, joining us on today's program. First up, Kayvon Thibodeau. We'll talk to him about the Big Blue and whatever Blue Zempic there his head coach is taking. We'll talk about that.
Yeah, what are you trying to say about Coach Dayball?
I don't know.
Come on now.
Also on this program, Will Anderson Jr. of the Houston Texans. He will be joining us. Akbar Bajabiamila will be in studio in hour number three. Is American Ninja Warrior is getting set for season 19,000. That'll be discussed in hour number three.
That's going to be a record.
The Bear season 3. Oliver Platt is in it. He is dynamite in it. He is in our studio. That's in hour number two. We've got chef. More than enough time to hang with you on the phone. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Good to see you over there, Chris Brockman. How are you today, sir?
Rich, I'm great. 1 week ago, the parade of all parades. I'm still basking in its glow.
Ah, why not? I'm still basking in the Michigan glow since January.
What's up, champ? Good to see you.
How are you, champ? Good to see you, Jay Felly. How are you, sir?
What's up, Rich?
I'm doing well. Good to see you. And those on the Roku channel might see you haven't grown another head. That's RJ Herrera of the Rich Eisen Show, jack of all trades, who's shadowing you since Mike Del Tufo hardly works here anymore. We figured we'd have to start building a bench.
Still goes under his tree, though, right?
Very good. Of course.
Of course.
So good to see you here. TJ Jefferson, candles lit, sir. Good to see you.
Candles lit. Oliver Platt's here, so I want to remind you, cousin, I'm not like this because I'm in Van Halen. In Van Halen because I'm like this.
Ladies and gentlemen, okay. TJ Jefferson is here. Big show news to start this program with, and here it is. My oldest son has been signed by the New York Knicks. There you have it.
Congratulations.
I made it happen. I spoke it into existence. Could you imagine if Xander was out there right now, spotting up for three?
Oh, from way downtown. Bang.
Okay. Listen. We saw this one coming. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like 4 years ago.
Saw it coming. LeBron made no secret of the fact that he wouldn't mind playing with his son before he strolled off into retirement. And as we all saw last year, LeBron James hasn't lost many steps. And his son started playing college basketball at USC last year. Thank goodness, recovering from whatever health scare he suffered. And he turned pro. And he was out there last night. And we discussed how night two of the NBA draft was Bronny watch. And sure enough, as the Los Angeles Lakers had pick 55 available to draft him, Bronny James was available to be drafted. Now, going into night two, Bob Myers, former Warriors general manager, said in the ESPN pre-draft program that Rich Paul of Clutch Sports who represents Bronny and obviously LeBron, had been calling some teams to say, don't pick him. Because if you pick him, he's going to go to Australia. And that reminded me of a story that I told here the other day. I forget to who, why it came up, but once upon a time back in high school, I asked a girl out and she said, I can't go on that date with you because I'm going to Croatia. And I thought that was an elaborate way to say no. You know what I mean? Like, just say no. Like, just, you know, break it to me straight up.
Is that true?
That happened.
All of a sudden, washing her hair on Friday doesn't sound so bad.
Can we out her?
No, I don't know. She's probably strolling around wherever she is, mom of three or whatever. Didn't expect to catch that one.
Croatia.
She said, I'm going to Croatia.
Did she actually go?
She did actually go. Can't confirm. Apparently, her family had, like, family there.
Game of Thrones
But
scouting.
I literally thought, I'm like, just say no. I mean, that's pretty elaborate. I'm going to Croatia. Can't make it. Can't go to the movies with you. Bowling in a movie. Can't do it. Going to Croatia.
Because he's 16 candles. Going to Croatia.
And Chris, it turns
That's
out.
Probably what was in the movie theater.
Chris, yeah. It turns out that woman's son, Ivica Zubac.
That's right, Zubac. Yes. Congrats. Yeah, Zubac.
You were that close, dog.
You were so close.
But no, it's true. And we'll see. Is this true or not? Or is this an elaborate way of saying, hey, my client is in demand, so you better not draft him because we have no intention of playing for you, even though he's slipping through to the second round? And, you know, because it's the James family and Bronny is now, in fact, a member of the Lakers organization drafted by the Lakers as LeBron is considering opting out and then signing a new deal and whatever, and that he's been talking about it for a long time and it's now finally here. Because it's the James family, of course, this can't just be well enough left alone. Because honestly, who the hell are we to say, at least that's the way I'm approaching this, that this is a problem? The last five 55th overall selections in the NBA draft, I've got them right here. Isaiah Wong was drafted by the Pacers last year out of Miami. I don't know if you kind of caught Isaiah's debut. It happened while he was splitting time with the Indiana Mad Ants of the G League.
Oh.
He made his debut in the last minute of garbage time in the play-in tournament. So there's that. Played just that... one game right there. 2022, Gui Santos. Golden State selected him out of Brazil. He started and he played his first season with the Santa Cruz Warriors. The G League played 23 games last year for him. Aaron Wiggins of Oklahoma City. You might actually have seen him because he played 78 games last year, four starts. In his third year with Oklahoma City. 2020, the Brooklyn Nets selected, and the Clippers then took him. Jay Scrub. He is out of basketball.
Well, he was a scrub. So.
Well, I scrubbed the internet to see where he is, and I couldn't find it.
Yeah.
I did the legwork on this, guys.
So we saw that
Back
coming.
Off. I'm doing legwork.
We saw that coming.
I'm showing you I'm doing my homework here.
TLC warned you against picking the Jay Scrub. But
Kyle Guy, do you remember him? That name may sound familiar because he was the most outstanding player of the 2019 NCAA tournament for the champion Virginia Cavaliers.
Whoa.
Yes. He was drafted by Sacramento. Played 431 minutes in 3 years. That's a BMOC who did that. He's now playing in Spain. That's my point. For the one outlier of Nikola Jokic being selected during a McDonald's commercial in the second round, there's a bunch of guys, geese, and scrubs.
Okay.
You even went further back. You did legwork too, did you not?
I did.
What's your legwork?
The thing is, this 55th pick, Chris, is kind of a, I don't want to say it's a throwaway pick anyway. A lot of these guys don't
say it. I just did.
As Rich just said, like, look, back in 2001, 25 years I went back, a guy named Chris Porter out of Auburn got drafted by Golden State. He played 1 year. 2007, Luis Scolia. We've all heard of Luis Scolia. He had a nice 10-year career in the NBA.
Yeah.
Patty Mills, drafted by the Trailblazers out of Australia. 15 years, won an NBA title. Jeremy Evans played 7 years. Etuan Moore, drafted by the Celtics, Chris, he played 10.
Moore,
but
yeah.
These are
outliers.
These guys are anomalies, man, for this 55th.
That's
pick,
all
Rich.
I'm saying. Who cares? Now, I know our friend Bomani Jones went all in. We invited him to come on this program and give voice to him saying how this was, you know, a, I don't want to put the words in his mouth, that it was some ish that was going down here. Certainly since, you know, the James family has been saying Bronny wants to be his own man, and, you know, and then LeBron basically said, I'm not influencing the situation. And then lo and behold, it happens anyway, right?
Right.
And I understand that that may be a legitimate way to look at it. My way to look at it is, who cares? Maybe they're just happy to be playing with each other. And maybe they did orchestrate it. And maybe the Lakers are catering to LeBron James.
None of that is surprising.
Yeah.
LeBron James orchestrating things and being calculating and the Lakers appeasing their superstar.
Yeah.
Not breaking news.
No.
Like, I think if you go through Bomani's timeline, I think you can agree with what he said and maybe his point of view.
Yeah.
And you can also have the same point of view that this is really cool. And we may not ever see this again in professional sports. And so, you know, you can be like, oh, that's ridiculous. They're just doing whatever LeBron wants. Sure. But getting a chance to play with your son, inherently awesome.
Maybe it's what the kid wants, too. Although his reaction to being drafted last night that wound up on the old social media machines leads people to believe that he's just, you know, maybe not terribly happy about it. Here, check it out right here.
Fifth pick in the 2024 NBA draft, the Los Angeles Lakers select Bronny James. Yeah.
And he's just like staring into space.
I didn't see it like that.
Well, but some people have. And maybe people thought, you know, hey, he's not smiling, but, you know, the deputy commissioner of the NBA is smiling, and they just don't realize that's Mark Tatum's default look.
He's a very, very happy guy.
I saw an 18...
like a war room, really happy.
I saw an 18-year-old kid who had a look on his face like, think about this. This kid died last year, man.
Yeah!
His heart stopped. Yeah. He died, and he came back to life, and he now has this happen to him. That was a look of shock to me. It was a look of maybe thanking his Lord that he was here to see it. That's how I took that.
Probably a little
look.
Bit of relief, too.
A lot of relief.
And
you heard your name called by the Los Angeles Lakers.
And he will most likely be spending most of his time down the street from here with the South Bay Lakers of the G League.
Look, we could have Wednesdays with Bronny. You know?
I'm happy to talk with him. And then you might go from here to the Downtown Hoops Dojo and be with the team. And LeBron and Bronny play with each other. And that's a cool story. Am I off on this?
I don't
like
think so.
That they left somebody on the board that would be the difference maker in this organization. That would be somebody that LeBron would go, oh, glad you drafted that guy instead of my son. And if LeBron, how about this, the flip side? What if they drafted somebody else because they're taking the best player available on their board? Sorry, LeBron, didn't match up with our board to take your son.
And then, LeBron
then he
opts
walks.
Out. Yeah,
and then all it took was to use the 55th overall pick.
Right.
The like, Isaiah Wong selection.
Lakers fans would be so mad.
Sorry to shorthand him like that.
Yeah, he's sitting at home like, what did I do?
Yeah, what
did
I do?
Literally cost the Lakers nothing.
Nothing!
Like, drafting Bronny is not the difference between going to the Western Conference Finals or getting to the NBA Finals again.
Maybe it will be.
And
what if it is? One day.
Not this season, but maybe... Look. At this point, you're all in on LeBron, so just do whatever he wants. You've been doing it anyway. So this is fan. This is fine. This is great. It's a cool moment. It's a cool dad moment. Rich, you know, as the dad of one of your kids that loves sports, it's really cool.
Yeah.
The thought of one day playing with them, it's awesome. And then you can also think it's kind of a clown show. Like, you can think both things.
Well, I mean, sometimes you might sit here and think when one of my three kids sits in this chair, as the guest chair next to me, you know.
That's got to be a cool moment
for you.
It's
a great moment for me.
Exactly.
I can see it in your face. It's a great
moment. And you all cater to me, which I appreciate.
I'm the Rob Pelinka of this operation.
You know, I think you're more of the Linda Rambis. You have more influence.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. I was
wondering
where you were going.
I
where you were going with that.
The reflex.
When you kind of saved it.
Listen.
Wow.
Here's my point.
What's your point, Rich?
Who cares? Congratulations. It's a nice moment. And at one point, it may be a very nice moment where they're both out on the floor together. And that's what we'll talk about the next day, potentially more than the result.
I think this does kind of ramp the pressure up on Bronny, which maybe he didn't need right now in terms of his basketball development.
What's the pressure? Like to perform for the people in the seats at the UCLA Health Center down the street for the G League?
Bill Plaschke wrote a column last night. Also, more pressure on J.J. Redick because now he's going to constantly get questions about Bronny. Why isn't he out there? What's his development like?
What?
Better not. Anyone
really?
Who asks J.J. Redick.
I think you guys are supremely naive if you don't think there's going to be constant questions
about
this. I think
that's absurd. I think it's going to be about...
That's a clown question,
dude, it's going to be about the wins and losses for the Los Angeles Lakers.
Right, and if they are losing, why isn't Bronny out there?
Why isn't he? Because he's in the G League, just like every other 55th overall pick normally is.
Well, LeBron said he's better than a lot of guys in the league right now.
So what?
That's what I'm saying. Those are the type of things that are now they
let me tell you something.
What you're saying is ridiculous, but you're absolutely right.
No, excuse me.
You're right.
Hold on a second.
I know that I'm right.
Hold on a second, and then we got to take a break because Kayvon Thibodeau is going to join us, and I don't want to get him upset.
No, definitely not.
He'll jump through the screen.
If the Los Angeles Lakers are in a position where J.J. Redick, after a game, is being asked about Bronny James's development, then either A, that's a great problem to have because you're nitpicking for a team that is winning. Because otherwise, the question about J.J. Redick will be, why aren't the Lakers winning? And the answer isn't because they blew the 55th overall pick to cater to their superstar.
No, but if they're struggling, can we give Bronny some minutes?
If they drafted Bronny in the first round, now that's a different story.
I don't think it matters.
I think that's crazy. Because, by the way, let the kid develop in peace. I know that's naive. That's naive. But to sit there and say, hey, J.J. Redick, in the middle of October, November, December, January, you know, why isn't Bronny James out there?
It's coming.
Then that's a problem for the Lakers.
It's coming.
Or a great problem for the Lakers because they're already well ahead of pace and they're winning. And so there's nothing else to ask J.J. Redick about other than where's Bronny's development.
Yeah, that's one of those weird questions. Like, well, Cindy Crawford's beautiful, but she's got a mole. Like, oh, really? Come on.
Nice.
No.
Let's take a break right here. 844-204-RICH, number to dial on the program. Kayvon Thibodeau is going to be joining us for the New York Football Giants. He's got a local football camp to talk about. And then, of course, you know, the football camp called Training Camp coming up. Mm-hmm. That's next. Oliver Platt of the Bear in studio. We're off and running on a Friday.
This Rich Eisen Show podcast is sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states. This message is sponsored by Greenlight. As your kids get older, some things about parenting gets easier. But then again, there's that axiom. Bigger kids, bigger problems. Like having that conversation about money. The fact is, kids won't really know how to manage their money until they're actually in charge of it, and that's where Greenlight can help. My wife and I know all about it. Our oldest kid has got a Greenlight card. It's a debit card and money app made for families. Parents can send money to their kids and keep an eye on kids' spending and saving while kids and teens build money confidence and lifelong financial literacy skills. With the Greenlight app, kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely thanks to games that teach money skills in a fun, accessible way. And then that Greenlight app includes a chores feature where you can set up one-time or recurring chores customized to your family needs and rewards kids with allowances for a job well done. Again, my wife and I have a Greenlight card for our oldest kid, and you should as well. Millions of parents and kids are learning about money on Greenlight. Sign up for Greenlight today and get your first month free when you go to greenlight.com/rich. That's greenlight.com/RICH to try Greenlight for free. Greenlight.com/rich.
So, since age and being old is an issue that I think is being talked about... That's the other part of this Bronny James drafting. LeBron James's son just got drafted to play with him. And I'm like, how old am I? And then Derek Jeter turned 50 the other day. Mm-hmm. What the hell is happening?
Yeah.
Really was just yesterday when I started on SportsCenter. And the first World Series that I did highlights for was Derek Jeter's first against the Atlanta Braves. You know, and next thing you're going to tell me, Andrew Jones is closing in on 50. Oh, by the way, he is. Remember, he was one of the youngest players from Curacao. Remember that? Yeah. In that World Series?
He might be the youngest player ever to hit a home run in the World Series.
In World Series, right?
18,
in that 96 World Series.
Yeah.
I went to college with a lot of kids from Curacao at that time, so he was...
A superstar.
He was a superstar.
Right. So, by the way... There's people from Curacao in the Altoona High School system?
I said college. And
the college?
Oh, man, today's Mel Brooks' birthday, Rich.
Oh, yeah. I heard he's actually having an event in town.
98.
For the 50th anniversary of Blazing Saddles.
Wow.
Yeah, this is happening. These are all happening, these things.
Wow.
I saw that. Susie texted me because I guess, you know, next month she wants to maybe go.
I mean, that sounds like a great idea, actually.
So... Put it all together, man, and we got to freeze time.
You ain't lying about that.
So Jeter's 50, LeBron, because I remember when I showed up in SportsCenter, I was doing LeBron's high school highlights.
Oh, yeah.
What is happening? Okay. Okay.
Okay.
I'll set more hair. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Joining us from somewhere in the greater Los Angeles area is the New York Giants star pass rusher getting set to host his annual football and cheer camp. Coming up tomorrow right here in town, there is Kayvon Thibodeau here on the Rich Eisen Show. How you doing, Kayvon?
Rich, thanks for having me, man.
Good to see you. Are you stuck in traffic? Is that where you are right now?
Yeah, a little bit, man. I'm in between workouts, so, you know, it's hard to kind of get around in L.A.
What do you mean you're in between workouts? What do you mean by that?
You know, you got to get the first workout in, then you got to go get the second one.
Well, okay. How much time's in between the workouts?
Just travel time. It depends on how much traffic we got.
So I'd say
about 20 minutes.
Okay. All right. Two different gyms, two different setups. Is that why you're in the car?
We'll do a little weight room action in the morning, and then we'll transition to some field work after that.
Oh, tell me about it. I'm the same way. You know, I got my morning workout in. I'm just chatting with you, and then I'm going to lift in about 20 minutes. Even though it's a three-hour show. Don't you think? Wouldn't that be good content for me, Kayvon? Me lifting on live streaming television? What do you think?
I think it would, man. You'll show them the hard work, you know? You make it look too easy.
That's me. I do. I do exactly that. So what is your mindset going into this next season, Kayvon Thibodeau? What is it?
Grind and work. I feel like last season, you know, I was able to do a little bit, but now it's time to kick it into the next gear and take it to the next level and kind of try to stamp my name in this league.
I assume you are aware of the level of expectation many have of the New York Giants, Kayvon Thibodeau, right? I assume.
Yeah,
you are. What do you What do you say to those who are overlooking here?
I mean, you know, like me, put your glasses on. You'll be able to see soon.
I just did. See? I just did it. I just, and by the way, I was doing that. I don't know if you saw, I was literally doing that. Because, you know, they did add a pretty damn good pass rusher to the line to go along with you. What is your relationship with Brian Burns from jump here, Kayvon?
I mean, it was real organic. You know, I knew him back when I was a recruit in high school and he was at Florida State. So him coming to the Giants was just like, it was all the stars kind of aligning, right? And that's being able to be on the field together alongside Dex, alongside Bobby Okereke, alongside Nacho. I mean, it's going to be a sight to see.
So what can you give me a glimpse of what it may look like on a Sunday?
It'll look like a lot of celebrations, a lot of fun, a lot of excitement, and a lot of chow time on quarterbacks.
Are you a talker out there?
As far as talking trash?
Yes, sir.
No, it's hard to talk trash when you're putting in a lot of work. You know, most of the people that, when you watch a football game, the people who are fighting are usually the people who are losing. So it's like, yeah, it's too much hard work out there for me to be wasting breath trying to talk to somebody.
Do you have a number of sacks for yourself this year that you've got targeted?
I'm always, as long as I continue to play and continue to grow and develop, I always try to be the best. So as I said before, I'm going for the record.
Well, the record. So you're 20 plus is what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah. And guess what? If I fall short, hopefully I fall somewhere in that 15 to 20. But at the end of the day, I gotta try to be the best.
The record for most sacks in the NFL in an NFL season for teammates was 1989 when Chris Dolman and Keith Millard combined for 39. You think you and Brian Burns potentially may have that in you this year?
Yeah, most definitely. Alongside, and now I don't know if you can add three people, but with Dex in the middle, I mean, come on, the sky's the limit.
Kayvon Thibodeau right here on the Rich Eisen Show. So offensively, how did you take the news that Saquon was going to Philadelphia, Kayvon?
You know, it's a business at the end of the day, so I never really took it hard. I reached out to him, and, you know, this is a not-for-long league, so you got to get paid when you can, and you can't miss out on any dollars. We've seen it before with past contracts or past players, so I'm happy that he was able to get the contract that he was seeking.
Well, and again, that's, you know, I'm not I'll just walk through the front door with you. That is not at all the sort of insinuation I was making, is that you'd be upset with Saquon for leaving. I guess where I'm coming at is the sense in the NFL that paying your own sends a message to the locker room that if you do the job and you do what you do in the community and you absolutely are a beacon, not just on the field, but in the community, you get paid what you feel you are worth. And Saquon had to leave to get what he felt he was worth. And how does that land in the Giants locker room, Kayvon?
Well, I think, you know, it's a business at the end of the day. So I think when you have the team's greater good in mind, as far as like a GM or as far as an owner, as far as anybody making those decisions, it's just about the long term. So, you know, depending on how they view the long term contracts and the, you know, the way they want to build the team, it may or may not fit in it. You know, even you look at me, right? We just paid Brian Burns. So me trying to, within the next couple of years, trying to get a big contract, it may or may not be in the best interest of the team's long-term goals. So at the end of the day, you can't really look at it. You just try to mind your own, right? I think for a guy like Saquon, he has done everything and he's done what it takes. But, you know, as you continue to mature in this game, you understand that it's all about, you know, what's best for the team longevity.
What do you think? You know, sure. What do you think is going to happen week 7 when he comes back in and he's wearing green in the house of Big Blue?
Like I said, I hope Saquon has 15 great games. And, you know, when he plays against us, hopefully it's a different story.
Kayvon Thibodeau here on the Rich Eisen Show. Your head coach, he looks different, Kayvon. It looks like he's has he been on an off-season workout program himself?
Hey man, you know we got world class trainers, we got world class strength staff. So hey, it's only right that he got to work.
Yeah. Have you noticed? Is it noticeable in person? Because it sure is noticeable when I see Brian Daboll photographs of him right now.
Listen, last season Brian Daboll had goals for his weight, just like I got goals for the season. People didn't believe him. People didn't think it was real. And look where he's at, or look where he is now.
Look what he is now. I mean, he does look pretty good. And that's a message, right, being sent to the team.
Come on, hey, listen. When the cameras are on him, he's gonna be ready. So, I take that as my chance to accomplish my dreams and goals too.
Kayvon Thibodeau here on the Rich Eisen Show. Tell me about what you're doing in town in Los Angeles, Kayvon.
Yeah. So tomorrow we're having a camp for football and cheer. It's really just to give another community engagement, another opportunity for the community to come together, and it's going to be at Rancho Cienega Park in the inner city of Los Angeles, and we just welcome out the whole community. It'll be a great time for the families and for the kids to get some financial health and to also get some sports, right? The kids, they need to get some premier training, right, across the board. So I'm excited and happy that we get to provide that and we get to come together and that, we just get a chance to inspire the young kids coming up, trying to follow in our footsteps.
Yeah, and that'll be on Saturday, just tomorrow. If you're in the Los Angeles area, go to the Michelle and Barack Obama Sports Complex right here in L.A. My kids have been playing some youth sports in that facility as well. It's a great spot. Over 150 to 200 folks are going to be there. That's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, it'll be exciting, man. I think, I've been blessed with the opportunity to collaborate with different people around the city to help put this together. And I think it's going to be special. We're going to keep it going. This is our second year. Last year, we had a great turnout. So we just wanted to, keep stacking and keep making it better each year.
Keep stacking. All right. Well, next time you're in town, I'd like to see you here instead of, the seat of a car sitting in between traffic. Yeah. Work us in between workouts here,
Exactly. Yeah. We'll definitely catch up, Rich. I'll definitely come check you out and put you through a few workouts.
Well, and if not, I will see you in Germany. That's the NFL Network Germany game. Have you ever traveled abroad, Kayvon?
I actually just came back from Africa, and I had a layover in Germany. So I actually visited Frankfurt for a few hours, and it was dope. I think it'd be super exciting. I know we got a lot of Giants fans out there in Germany. So, I hope they bring the noise.
Please do tell me about that trip to Africa before I let you go. Where'd you go? What'd you do?
So I went to Nigeria. Osimhen Yura, yes. Giants legend, leads NFL Africa. And NFL Africa is basically the international player pathways that allows international players to, follow their dreams and join the NFL. So in Nigeria, we held a combine for, young men from ages 16 up to 24 that are either going to be able to, join a roster this coming season or next season, or be put into a program, which is international, the IPP, to be able to develop and go to college and continue to play the sport of football. So right now, the NFL is expanding worldwide, and we are leading the charge in Nigeria and in the continent of Africa.
Yeah. OC's the man. He is definitely the man. And for sure. Yeah, he got you involved?
Yeah, he has a lot going on. Recently, I took a DNA test. It was about last year, and I found out I was Nigerian. So when the opportunity came up to go to Nigeria and offer some assistance and support, I jumped to it, and OC brought me under his wing. And things have been going great so far. So I'm excited to see, what's to come this next coming few years.
Yeah, last year we had CJ Okoye of the Chargers on here. He got a sack in a preseason game. And it was amazing for him because we spoke to him. He said he learned through NFL Nigeria, but also had never really seen goalposts before and didn't know where to face sometimes on the field. And he sacked somebody.
When you talk about how they are able to overcome adversity, like these young men have been training and been dedicated. They have all of the ideologies lined up to succeed. They just now need the support, the resources, and things like that to help sharpen their technique, things like that. But when you see their dedication, it almost is inspiring. Not almost, it is inspiring when you look at a guy like me coming into my third year in the NFL with all of these great, you know, advantages I have. I have no excuse but to be great. So when you wonder why I come into a season like this with, you know, all these high hopes, because there are people who have less resources, more adversity, who are just as dedicated, who have big dreams, and that soon will accomplish. So for me, it just gave me another chip on my shoulder to go, you know, chase my dreams and to work even harder.
Neat stuff, Kayvon Thibodeau. Thanks for the time. Be well, drive safe, have a great second workout today, and enjoy the day tomorrow at your football camp.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Right back at you. That's Kayvon Thibodeau, everybody, of the New York Football Giants, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. That was neat stuff, fun stuff right there.
This show is just a break for you between workouts. Obviously.
That's it. Yeah. Every day. Yeah, yeah. You know me, man.
No doubt.
I just, you know, just get in a good sweat.
Yep.
A good chat, good
do
interview.
The show, and then goodbye. And
right.
Second workout.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's the way I stay thin.
Right.
I'm also on the Blue Zempic. Is that wrong? Blue Govee? Is that what he's on?
Come on. Dayball's eating right.
Blue Jaro?
He's eating right. Got top flight NFL trainers supporting him.
I don't know. Good for him.
He might have given up pork. You never know.
Yeah, it could have been.
Cut back on the cigars,
I don't know.
TJ. I don't know.
Yeah. It's not a lie. If you believe
that's right.
I mean, that's factual.
The Blue Zempic, you just got to consult your doctor, see if it's right for you.
Allegedly. We don't want no problems. We don't want no problems. I'm just looking out for you, Rich.
I caught you with that one with Blue Jaro, right?
Like, yeah.
You didn't expect that one?
Good. Yeah.
Didn't
see that one. Blue everything.
Blue Govee?
Yeah.
Blue Govee.
Consult your doctor.
All right. We'll take a break here on the Rich Eisen Show. Phone lines are lit, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. TJ Jefferson, you've got a top five.
Oh, hey. I do.
You've been cultivating that caper like the Lufthansa heist. You're going to finally reveal it next.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Are you struggling to close deals? Business-to-business selling is tougher than ever, and that's why I want to tell you about LinkedIn Sales Navigator. LinkedIn Sales Navigator is a sales intelligence platform that helps professionals effectively prospect and engage high-value customers, drive higher revenue, and increase sales performance. Sales Navigator helps you target the right buyers, surface key signals such as job changes or which accounts you should prioritize, and shows you hidden allies so you could find those buyers that are most likely to convert. Fueled by LinkedIn's 1 billion member platform, Sales Navigator gives you the most up-to-date first-party data, enabling you to unlock conversations with the people that matter. Right now, you can try LinkedIn Sales Navigator and get a 60-day free trial at linkedin.com/direct. That is linkedin.com/direct for a 60-day free trial. Let LinkedIn Sales Navigator help you sell like a superstar today. Just go to linkedin.com/direct and get started. Is it true your dad's a Jet fan?
Yes. I mean, such a Jets fan that he has a Jets tattoo right here.
Oh, my gosh. When did he get that ink? Was he inspired by Richard Todd's play in the 70s? Or was it Ray Lucas in the 90s that caused your dad to get that ink? What was it? Do you know the story
here?
The
big thing about my dad and being a Jets fan, and I was once a Jets fan, now definitely a Giants fan, 1969.
I grew up a Jets fan, and go on.
Yeah, 1969, the first AFC team won a Super Bowl, the year my dad was born. Born in New York. Growing up, everyone loved the Giants probably a little bit more. So he kind of just went the other way, being a Giants fan. He kind of passed it on to me. So I grew up being a fan of Curtis Martin, Thomas Jones, Chad Pennington, the Mark Sanchez era with Rex Ryan and those guys. So I think he kind of got it probably maybe like when the Mark Sanchez era was going. I don't think he did it because of that.
Sure.
He always had a passion. He always wanted to do it. And one day he just made up his mind. He said he's going to put a Jets tattoo right here.
I don't know what I'm freaking out about more. The fact that you could be a Jet. You were living and dying with the Jets while I was living and dying with the Jets. Or that your dad and I were born in the same year and you could be my son. And I've got a 10, almost 8, and a 5 at home. And this is not about me. It's about you, Saquon. But so was your dad disappointed that the Jets didn't take you?
No. My dad was happy that, you know, he seen his son living in
Jersey. Or didn't get a chance to take you.
Oh, yeah. But he was happy, just like I was saying, his son, him and my mother, very fortunate to have both parents in my life. You know, I've always went to them and told them what I want to do and what I'm passionate about, and they always give me great advice and try to show me the way of what I got to do to get to my dream and live out my dream.
And interestingly enough, the Giants' first game, by the way, back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We just showed it on our Roku channel feed, Saquon Barkley at the Super Bowl in Atlanta years ago, and how the Giants drafted him, talking about how the Jets were the team of his youth because his dad loved the Jets. And the Jets didn't get a chance to draft him because the Giants drafted him before the Jets did. And interestingly enough, the first game of the post-Saquon era for the Giants is against the quarterback the Jets took after Saquon, Sam Darnold, for his, wait for it, fourth team. Can't make it up. It's Sam Darnold and the Vikings in the house the first time for the Giants. Season opener. Then they're at the Washington Commanders, at the Browns, in the first of two nationally televised games against your Dallas Cowboys. Hey, man, that's a choice by the NFL, too, because the Giants-Cowboys games last year were, you can't even call them non-competitive. 40-0 to start the season in New Jersey on Sunday Night Football, and they gave Giants hosting Dallas to Amazon. That's a Thursday nighter. That is a rare Thursday night treat for the Thursday Night Football broadcasters. Trust me, I know that, doing all the Thursday Night Football for years with the NFL Network, and then with the NFL Network for the partners that the NFL sold the games to. And then there's a Thanksgiving game against the Giants for Dallas. And it's going to be a tough road to hoe. Really, it's how's Daniel Jones going to do? Devin Singletary in the spot that Saquon used to have, and how will enough of those points stack up? Potentially, maybe that's what Tommy DeVito's agent was praying for when he met the Pope, apparently, yesterday.
Brought him a football.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, go figure that. And this crazy mixed up world. You want to talk about a Mad Lib? Tommy DeVito's agent met the Pope.
There's a lot happening.
All right.
There's a lot going on.
Game time tickets. Get that app on a mobile device near you and start buying tickets to anything in your area. Concert tickets, sporting events, like say Major League Baseball. You want to go see a baseball game? Sure. Take your kids to see a baseball game? You want to hang with your friends at a baseball game? Use the Game Time app, because not only do tickets go down, the prices go down the closer it gets to first pitch, but an authorized ticket marketplace of Major League Baseball, like Game Time is, the ability to see views from your seat before you purchase the seat, the ability to see how much your seat costs all in before you purchase your seat, that removes all the guesswork out of buying tickets for Major League Baseball games with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use my code RICH. You get $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem my code RICH, and you get $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed. All right, in advance of Will Anderson Jr. joining us, let's go to Houston, Texas. It says CJ in Houston. Could it possibly be the quarterback of this Houston Texans calling in?
Please.
CJ, are you there?
Hey, Rich. It's CJ Pelton from Houston, Texas.
Oh, not to be disappointed, CJ Pelton, that you're not CJ Stroud. It's great to have you. What's going on?
Well, let's do the win-loss.
Oh, okay. Right. Let's go. Come on. Let's do the win-loss.
Let's do it.
For the Houston Texans, let's see. Do I have a Houston Texans in my book? I do not. Did somebody call in while Susie was in the chair for the Houston Texans?
Is this the
first Houston Texans win-loss game attempt of anybody for the Rich Eisen show this year?
I do not have a Houston Texans.
So all right. Yes. Yeah. CJ, not Stroud.
You're up, CJ.
In Houston at the Indianapolis Colts. What happens?
Oh, that's a win.
Home for the Bears.
That's a win.
All right. At the Minnesota Vikings.
That's a win.
Oh, 3-0 home against the Jaguars.
Oh, division. Sorry, Trevor Lawrence. That's a win.
All right. The bandwagon would be flat out full. They'd be selling seats to future bandwagons to help create seats for new customers. If they're 4-0, home against the Bills, what happens? Stephon Diggs. It's a Stephon Diggs revenge game. What happens?
Wow, that's a win.
That's 5-0.
Let's go.
5-0.
Come on, CJ.
It sounds like he just gave birth. 5-0 at the Patriots. What happens?
Oh, man. Sorry. That's got to be a win.
6-0 at the Packers in Lambeau Field. What happens?
I mean, we can't go 7-0, so. It's in Lambeau, so I got to say lost.
Oh, you can go 7-0.
We were so close.
All right, home for the Colts.
Division win.
Back at bounce back. 7-1 at the Jets on a Thursday night.
Wow, Aaron Rodgers still playing?
Your guess is as good as mine, sir.
I'm gonna have to just say lost.
Oh, okay.
Because it is Aaron Rodgers.
7-2 home for the Lions.
That's got to be probably a loss.
Oh, 7-3 at the Cowboys on a Monday night.
Oh, TJ, man, I'm so sorry.
It's a win.
What you saying?
Okay, go Cowboys. That's got to be a win for the Cowboys, so loss.
Oh, three-game losing streak now. Home for the Titans.
The win.
Oh, we're back. 8-4 at the Jaguars.
No, that's a win.
9-4 off a bye. Home for the Dolphins.
Oh, we got a bye. That's easy a win.
10-4 at the Chiefs on a Saturday.
Woo! Saturday night. That'd be a loss.
Well, that was a quick turn. Christmas Day against the Ravens.
Well, Merry Christmas, but I got to say that's going to be a loss.
All right, and then at the Titans.
Win.
All right, so that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 11-6. CJ in Houston. Thank you for the call, CJ. Here we go. A lot of whistling in there,
11
too.
11-6. He was.
All right. 11-6. He was starting hot.
He was hot.
They went 7-1, and then they lost, in his mind, 5 of their last 9. So, okay.
He was into it.
Vegas CJ has their win Houston. Total at 9.5.
First Houston Texans win loss game. We go from CJ to TJ. Hey. TJ, you have a top five?
I do.
What's the top five about?
Well, let me tell you about it.
Okay.
Yo, Jay Felly, hit my music.
All right.
Oh, there we go. There we go. It's been a minute since I said it, Rich. Kaboom. I guess who stepped in the room. TJ here, listen. Brockman, I know you know this. Jason Tatum just won an NBA championship.
Oh, yeah, he did.
And on the hockey side, Matthew Tkachuk just won a Stanley Cup. They went to school together, man. They grew up together. So that kind of influenced me, Rich, to dig in the big-ass grab bag and give you TJ's top five athletes that were high school teammates.
That we don't know about.
That you don't know about. So right off the bat, let me tell you. I don't know if you guys knew this, but Matt Stafford and Clayton Kershaw, they went to high school.
That's wild.
No way. We've been beaten over the head with that a lot.
So we're not doing that.
We're not going to do that. Okay. We know Randy Moss and Jason Williams went to high school.
We're not doing that.
We're not doing that.
So what are we doing?
Give you five that you might not know. And coming in at number five. This pair went to Northwestern Flint High School, 1984, 1985. They were teammates. And the first player spent the majority of his career with the Falcons, won a Super Bowl championship with the Packers. Really known for his fiery relationship with Lisa Left Eye Lopez of TLC. That's Andre Bad Mood Rising. I also met him at Foot Locker once, Rich, and he told me one of his ex-teammates was a hillbilly. And that's a story for another day. But his teammate, Michigan legend, Lakers NBA Larry O'Brien champion Glenn Rice. Okay,
hey,
those two guys went to high school together. There you see them.
Wow, Michigan State and Michigan, huh?
Yeah, how about that?
Look at Glenn Rice on the left. And Rising on the right.
22. How about that? I did not know that until I started
researching. That's a good start to your list, sir.
All right, coming in at number four, digging into the big-ass grab bag, we have a man who is a Cincinnati Bengals legend, 1981 NFL MVP and Offensive Player of the Year. That's Ken Anderson, the quarterback of the Bengals. He went to high school in Batavia, Illinois in 1965-66. Before Dikembe Mutombo, before the Joker, the center that was holding it down for the Denver Nuggets was Dan Issel.
Dan Issel, Ken Anderson.
Ken Anderson, high school teammates. What? Did you guys know that? Did you know that? And here's a bonus. Another teammate, Craig Sager.
Did he interview them after their
games? He was on a team with them.
They were all in the same high school?
They all went to the same high school. Ken Anderson, Dan Issel, and Craig Sager. Who knew? I knew I didn't know.
Okay.
This. Coming in at number three. We have a guy who was kind of the originator of hot toing on the baseball.
Oh, my God.
Phil
Niekro,
okay. 318 wins. He's also in the Hall of Fame. He went to Bridgeport High School in Bridgeport, Ohio, with a guy who grew up across the street from him. He's another Celtics legend, Brockman. He won 8 NBA championships. He was a 13-time All-Star. His name is Hondo, John Havlicek.
Hey, how about that?
John Havlicek.
Phil Niekro.
High school teammates together.
And John Havlicek.
Look at that. Who knew? I didn't know this.
Badasses.
Yeah, they grew up together, and they were best friends, man. And I can imagine.
That's amazing.
I do have to say, though, I think Phil might have been known for a sandpaper or two. Gaylord Perry was the hot to a king of baseball. If I had to peg a Hall of Famer for such a thing.
Phil Niekro was getting checked, and he emptied his back pocket, and he tried to throw the emery board out.
Nice.
Like the ref didn't see it. All right, coming to number two. Right here in Los Angeles, Locke High School back in 1973, we got a guy who is known as the Wizard, Ozzie Smith. And his high school teammate was a 1983 World Series champion. He hit 500 home runs. He had 3,000 hits. Eddie Murray.
Ozzie Smith and Eddie Murray went
Eddie
to high school together.
Ozzie Smith were high school teammates, Locke High School here in Los Angeles.
Fast times at Locke High School.
How about that?
How about
the
that?
The Afros were immaculate on these two back in the day.
I had no idea.
One of the best, if not the greatest, defensive shortstop of all time in Ozzie Smith.
Did they have a double play combination in high school? Or was Ozzie Smith was the six and he was the three?
Well, yeah. I imagine that he probably stayed at the first base spot, right?
How about that?
All right. And coming in at number one, I didn't know this until I started researching, and it's kind of hard to top these two guys. Teammates at McClemens High School in Oakland back in 1951-52. One player went on to baseball greatness. He was an MVP not only in the American League, but also the National League. He was a two-time World Series champion. He won a Triple Crown. He was the Rookie of the Year. That's Frank Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
His teammate, Chris Brockman, I can't get away from these stinking Celtics, maybe the greatest winner of all time with 11 championships.
Bill Russell?
Who was a coach. Yes, Frank Robinson and Bill Russell
really?
Went to high school together. They were high school teammates in McClemens High School.
How did I never know that?
That's what I'm saying. How did you never know? I had to do some research on this, man. But that's it. That's TJ's top five athletes that were high school teammates.
That is fantastic.
That's what you got.
How about you? Who's your best high school teammate?
Like that I played with?
Yeah, yeah. What's his name? Give a shout out.
No.
Is there a problem?
No, actually, I don't know. I can't think of one.
Jay, you got anybody?
I mean, I played baseball with Ryan Braun, but.
Oh, is that why you're so stacked?
Yeah. Yeah, we trained together.
Is that wrong? By the way, I have no filter today.
I'm saying.
Certainly if the world's going to end in 4 months. What do you got over there, TJ?
I mean, I didn't have teammates, but Altoona High produced 4 NBA players, which is amazing for a city of our size. So we go Johnny Moore, we go Mike Isolino, we go Doug West, and we go Danny Fortson.
I got about 5 guys I always picked last in gym with.
Wow.
Yeah. That's where I learned to talk about sports.
Because you couldn't play with them?
Bill Russell and Frank Robinson.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I did not know that. I don't know that.
That's some weird, wacky stuff.
All right. Coming up on this program, Kayvon Thibodeau and, man, Oliver Platt from The Bear in studio. Yeah, that's coming up. Awesome. Still here on the Roku channel.
You guys caught up with The Bear yet?
I have not.
Caught up. I mean, I watched the first episode of season three.
Season three. I mean, they started, it was supposed to start streaming Thursday, but then they put up a day early.
They dropped it up day early.
I know,
but they did it all at once, right?
Like a Jordan shot drop on the sneakers app. Yeah. Just out of nowhere, bam.
So I've only watched the first episode of season three.
I got through four episodes and I stopped because I was like, I don't want to finish this. Like,
because it was so. Well, it's
I
so.
Just, I don't want to get over it that quick. I watch them and it's
make
done.
It last.
Yeah, I'm trying.
That's how I watched season one. I think I watched it in 2 days.
How many episodes are there?
Ten. But here's the weird thing. I get mad if they don't put all the episodes out at once, and then shows that do put all the episodes out at once, I don't watch them all at once. So I don't know what's the problem there, but.
We're watching a bunch of different ones. Presumed Innocent on Apple.
That's good. I just started season three of The Boys.
The Boys, yeah.
Oh, man. Have you got episode four yet?
No.
Season three, no, he's a whole season behind.
Oh, you're a season behind. Okay.
I'm a whole season behind.
Then I won't tell you what happens. Yeah,
that's all right.
It's all crazy.
It's a crazy show. I've never seen anything quite like it.
What's crazy is Brockman loves Homelander. What's it tell you about him? Homelander's the worst.
Wow. Great character.
Oh, my God. He is a great character.
He's a great character.
He's awful. He's the Ramsay Bolton of the boys.
You know what? Laser eyes? I mean, how cool would that be?
I'm happy to watch what I'm saying. But.
Well, you would say that at the first person that, slandered the Celtics. Oh, God.
They would deserve it.
All of our heads would explode.
Oh, he'd be on the show alone.
Every story eventually comes to an end. This June, hear the final episode of Season 2 of the hit podcast series In the Red Clay, Durham. In the Red Clay tells the unbelievable true story of Billy Sunday Burt, the most dangerous man in Georgia history. In the podcast that people are calling riveting, incredibly moving, captivating, and addicting. Binge Seasons 1 and 2 of In the Red Clay now, wherever you listen.